920 News Now. It is 7:43. Joining us now from the 9th Legislative District, covering Adams, Assotin, Franklin, Garfield, Whitman, and rural parts of Spokane County, Senator Mark Schessler. Good morning, Senator. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Great to be with your listeners.
So the Senate has released its version of the state budget. Tell us what's in it. Tell us what you like about it and don't like about it.
Well, I think the capital budget is probably the most bipartisan agreement we'll see. I think that the fact that it is that, you'll see a much higher level for higher education than the governor. We've expanded small school repair grants throughout the entire state, and we found places for community projects like the new center for the conservation district, community of Latah. We're going to make some strong inroads at WSU Spokane. So as you look around, it's a statewide budget, not a Puget Sound budget.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District. And Senator Schessler, when we hear the phrase cap and trade, explain to people exactly what that is and how it affects them.
Well, it's really a cap and tax, because when these credits are sold, it's passed on to consumers. Whether it's a gas pump, the natural gas, the food in the grocery store, it's taxing every segment, but it's a hidden tax. It's going to run about $2 billion, and it doesn't build any roads.
It's a $300 million tax increase that is related to energy. Is that correct?
Right. The state was looking at $1.7 or $8 billion, and the first auction came in $300 million overnight. So while people slept, taxes on energy went up $300 million. Now if we had $300 million, we wouldn't worry about finishing the North-South Freeway, but in Jay Inslee's world, it's okay not to build it, be it raise billions in taxes.
And speaking of the North Spokane corridor, what is the latest in terms of, there seems to be a bipartisan push, at least from the eastern part of the state, and certainly in this area, to get that project done on time and oppose the governor's delay. Where are we at with that?
Well, we'll see. The transportation budget is probably coming out next week, but I think it would be an atrocity to delay it. When we did Connecting Washington, we had the most bipartisan vote you could ever get. Two-thirds of the Senate voted to completely build the North-South Freeway, and we included the revenue to pay it. Unfortunately, some Puget Sound politicians would like to divert the revenue away from our North-South Freeway and put it into places that were not part of Connecting Washington.
All right, very good, Senator Mark Schessler. And how many more days left in your legislative session? And a lot of work still to be done, I assume.
Well, we've got approximately 30 days left, and we're at budget time now, so it'll start getting more serious.
All right, very good. Senator Schessler, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.